Porterhouse in Chicago's famous Hotel Sherman, we invite your family to join the millions of families from coast to coast and listen to America's favorite, Don McNeil, and his Breakfast Club. And here is your Toastmaster, Don McNeil.
A good morning, Breakfast Clubbers. Morning to ya. We woke up bright and early just now. Howdy do ya. First call to breakfast for all of you out there.
There we go, and your Breakfast Club is on the
Well, hail, hail, the gang's all here on this Monday. And I tell you, we are surrounded by high school senior classes today. I want them to let us know they're here. If any of you have a school yell when I mention your name, yell out your school yell. Milbank, South Dakota. We also have a quiet group from Morristown, Minnesota. Another senior class from Shelbyville, Missouri. That's the quiet group, friend. God. There's nobody here from Ravillo, South Dakota, or Summit, South Dakota. That's right. Maynard, Iowa. No? Prairie du Chien, Wisconsin. They're here, but they don't have an organized yell. Well, we certainly have a splendid group, as you have already heard. And we have other assorted seniors here who are just going to yell for themselves. And we also have our entire cast here. We have Anita Bryant from Oklahoma. We have Dick Noel, Mr.
H-U-N-T-I-N. I remember mine.
Do you?
Sure. All the way through.
What was it?
H-U-I... Wait a minute. I forgot how to spell it.
I got one.
High school, that's it. Yeah. I like Eddie's. He's got one.
Razoo, Johnny get your bazoo. Whips to the eye-kai. Rah-rah, peck.
Yeah.
I got one. Yeah. Thank you.
So it's a wonderful thing the way some of those prisons had yelled like that. You got one? All right, Cliff.
I got another one for Superior.
All right, Superior.
Ole Olsen, Jan Janssen, Superior, Wisconsin. Yeah, but Kaldu Hard and Superior. Yeah, yeah.
All right. All right, you forced me to it. S-A-G makes pretty little she. B-O-Y makes a boy. C-A-N do it over again. And that spells she boy again. She boy again in high school. Yay! 4 minutes past the hour. Daryl Hopman, please. May I speak to you? This fella here. Evidently quite a character among the group from Morristown, Minnesota. You ask these students from Morristown, who's the president? Point to this guy. Who's the smartest guy in the class? Point to this guy. Who's the president of the Audiovisual Club? Point to this guy. Who's the president of the M Club? Point this guy. Who's in the student council? You're everything.
Well, a lot of things, not everything.
Well, just about. Darryl, I think that's wonderful that you found time to do so many extracurricular activities. You find time to study, too, with all this?
Well, probably not as much time as I should, but I get at it once in a while.
You're doing all right, I bet, aren't you?
Fair.
Well, Darryl, a guy who's done as much as you have in your class must have some great plans for the future. What are yours?
Well, I expect to go to college next year for the next 4 years, and then I imagine I'll probably have to go in the Air Force or Army or things like that.
Yeah?
And then I may be a school teacher or an engineer or journalist. I'm not sure, one of those three.
Well, those are good diversified fields to pick from. How you feel about the gal situation now that you're a senior about to embark on this great field of life, Darryl?
Well, I have nothing against girls.
That's a nice broad attitude to have, I thought. Broad attitude is right. Well, yeah. I didn't mean that, but it kind of slipped out, yeah. Darryl, I'm glad to hear you say that, old boy. I've got a suggestion for you here. Would you like to hear it in song?
All right.
Dick Noel? If you can't make up your mind whether to be an engineer or a journalist or a doctor or whatever else you're thinking of, here's a suggestion for you. Just go back there and listen to this.
Okay. Rock away your troubles. Rock away your cares. You find peace and comfort in that easy rocking chair. You feel just as wealthy as a millionaire when you get back to Dixie in that easy rocking chair. Everyone, your neighbor, welcome on the mat. Just sitting, doing nothing much, and not too much of that. Thumbing through the good book, thinking of a prayer. You rock your way to heaven in that easy rocking chair.
Where's Mildred Rogers now? Hope, Arkansas, gal. Here's Mildred. Mildred wants to know if I remember something she did a long time ago. What did you do, Mildred?
Well, when you had your youngest child, your son, my mother and I were very ardent listeners to your program, so she was making little baby crochet shoes, booties, and we sent you and your wife a pair for your son.
Oh, was that our first son?
No, your last son.
Your last son. He's
was Mike?
No, that's Bob.
Bob.
Robert Patrick. He's 18 years old now. You're the one who sent those crochet babies?
Yes, sir.
I want you to know he's still wearing them for sweat
socks.
Thank you so much. I appreciate it. Thank you so much. All right, Nita. Have fun, Doc.
Every little breeze is sighing of love and dying at sundown. Every little bird is resting and feather nesting at sundown.
Thank you, Miss Nita.
Son, you didn't give me a chance to give my yell.
Oh, I'm sorry. That's right. You've been out of high school less than a year, so...
That's right. I-L-I-K-E-B-O-Y-S.
Guess that applies to any school, doesn't it? Where's Phyllis?
Can I give mine?
Yeah, Sam. Sorry.
A-L-C-A-T-R-A-Z. Alcatraz. All out. Change clothes.
All right, where's Phyllis Reiners from Millbank, South Dakota? Phyllis, will Doc come up here, please? Most popular young lady. She's wearing pins all over. Are those yours, or did somebody pin you?
They're my own.
Oh, I see.
That ring slipped out of her nose, too.
Do you have that deal where the boys pin the girls? Not in high school, I guess.
No.
No, that's college stuff.
Just give them their ring.
Yes. Yeah. In fact, is that some guy's ring?
Yeah.
Oh. Well, how come then you're president of an interesting and educational club called the Old Maids of America?
This is our result. We have a goal.
What is your goal? The goal of the Old Maids is to not become old maids, is that it?
Yeah, I'm a member of that club.
Are you a member of that club? Yeah. Well, I suppose most high school girls are. I'm sorry that I can't join your club. You're going steady, I suppose, because that ring shows that, doesn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah. Good for you. Congratulations. Is it Reiners, or?
That's right. That was perfect.
Thank you. Did you take any economics or domestic science in high school?
Yes, I did.
All right. What are some of the things you learned in that class?
Not to take it a second year.
One more crack like that, you may be a senior next year. I think Dick really ought to put more into this song than he has in any for a long, long time, because just about, how long is it, a week or so ago?
It's about 10 days ago.
Dick and his wife adopted a little boy, 18 months old, and he's a very, very welcome addition to their household. Little Peter Noel. And so when you sing that little boy of mine, you'll be singing about something.
A tiny turned up nose, two cheeks just like a rose, so sweet from head to toes, that little boy of mine. Two arms that hold me tight, two eyes that shine so bright, two lips that kiss goodnight, that little boy of mine. No one will ever know just what his coming has meant, because we love him so. He's something heaven has sent. He's all the world to me. He climbs upon my knee. To me, he'll always be that little boy of mine.
Well, Pete's a good boy, as good as he can be. But when he starts crying, woe is me. Now, don't get me wrong. I don't mind the crying. He cries so happily. But tell me, how can I explain to him? I get up at 5 a.m., not 3.
In dreams I see his face and feel his sweet embrace. There's no one can replace that little boy of mine.
Couldn't have been finer, Dick.
Thank you.
Now it's hymn time with Anita Bryant.
God be with you till we meet again. By his counsel's guide uphold you. With his sheep securely fold you. God be with you till we till we meet, till we meet. God be with you till we meet again.
Each in his own words, each in his own way, for a world united in peace, let us bow our heads and pray. Amen. Memory Time, an Alvin Small of San Francisco, sent me this little poem which tells the measure of a man. The measure of man is not how did he die, but how did he live. Not how did he gain, but what did he give. These are the units to measure the worth of a man as a man, regardless of birth. Not what was his station, but had he a heart? And how did he play his God-given part? Was he ever ready with a word of good cheer to bring back a smile and to banish a tear? Not what was his church, nor what was his creed, but had he befriended those really in need? And not what did the sketch in the newspaper say, but how many were sorry when he passed away? Ray Kosciuszko, please. Ray, you look like a smart guy.
Not very.
Huh?
Not very.
Well, that's what all the other cards said. All your friends filled out cards and said, be sure and call on Ray. How do you pronounce your last name?
Kosciuszko.
Kosciuszko, yeah. They said, call on him. He's the smartest kid we got around.
I'm not going to have any friends. They
call that. Well, that's what they all said. Now, you go to what high school?
Millbank High School.
Yeah. Good high school, isn't it?
That's the best.
Yes, sir. You intend to get out of there, I presume?
I'm hope to.
Attaboy. All right. Now, you're a bright student, as they all said. I want you to tell me just one little thing, and I'm sure you'll have it right at your fingertips. What's capillary action?
That is, what is it? Water going up in a plant. I don't know how it gets there, but it's moisture moving in a plant.
Well, you've got the idea. In other words, it defies the... Never mind it. It defies the law of gravity and goes upwards, doesn't it?
Right.
So it goes up. Water or any other fluid. All right. You said in plants, and you're right. Well, thank you, and I certainly wish you the best of luck in your farming.
Thank you, Mr. McNeil.
Yes, sir. Keep digging, boy.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, now, boy, thank you. Yes, sir. He is a bright young chap. Look out now. Here she comes, our human dynamo, Aunt Fanny. Yeah. Come on in, Aunt Fanny. How are you this morning, Aunt Fanny?
Well, pretty good. Gee, it was almost late getting here today.
Were you?
Yes, sir. I'll tell you, I always say there's nothing that improves your driving like a fella following you on a motorcycle.
Oh.
Especially if you don't know that he's a Western Union boy. Well, sir, I'm just limp from Friday.
What's that?
Oh, them group, you know, that was up
from Indianapolis?
The part-timers,
mm-hmm.
With Ann Wagner. Wasn't that a wonderful...
Party liners,
yes. I knew it was something like that. Well, did you see that beautiful telephone they brought me?
Yes.
With the crank on the side?
Regular old
wall. You can get feeling into it. It's just wonderful. Yeah. Gee, did you try to lift it?
No.
Oh, so heavy. Mm-hmm. I carried it home, you know, and I fell down right outside Mrs. Sherman's place here. And it's the first time, Jing, in a long time, you could say, I wasn't on the phone. The phone was on me.
Really?
Oh, same. Just awful. And that lovely recipe that she brought me.
For piccalilli.
Ms. McCrary, yes, for piccalilli. I'm going to make some of that.
Are you?
If I can just get my hands on some green tomatoes.
Oh.
I don't know where Oh, Mr. Noel. That's the only kind he raises.
Yeah.
Had a red one one time and threw it out.
Yes, that's
Sunday.
Right, yeah.
Well, it's the receipt itself sounds like fun. Because it says to put all the ingredients together and then proceed to get boiled. So I think I'll just do that. Well, I get it run. I'm going to send a quart to Ms. McCrary, and if she's smart, she'll give it to somebody else.
Yes.
Because she doesn't care much about it. My receipts never seem to turn out well.
Well, I don't know.
I don't know. Now, I made Welsh rarebit here just last week, and it said served 6.
Yeah.
I served the whole block and had enough left to plaster the pantry.
No kidding.
Yes, I did. I really did. Well, say, is this a convention of Mr. Ballantyne's grandchildren or what?
No. These are...
That's one way to get an audience. Raise your own.
Yeah. These are high school senior classes.
Well, yes, they're at that point whether it's either get out or start over.
That's right.